Our scripture lesson is Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Amen.
Can't you give our children and our youth another hand? Amen. I tell you, my eyes just fill with tears as I see them. We've seen them from when they were really small, and they've come through COVID, and God has protected them and blessed them. Isn't God a good God? We thank God for all of our children. I'm going to invite them to come and sit in the middle. They will all come down. Come on down. Sit in the middle. Praise the Lord for the children. Come and sit over here. Amen. So I get a chance to look at them. Sit on the front row. I want to thank Sister Joanne Lewis and our children's ministry. And Reverend Spears and the youth and young adults. Give them a hand as well. And all of our parents and grandparents for working so hard to prepare our children for today. And, you know, they work with them each week. One of the things that we are planning for the fall is a children's church. It's called Stone Village. And Dr. Monica Woods, send up Dr. Woods. Amen, is going to lead that. So sometime this fall, we're going to have worship just with the children in the education building while we're worshiping in the sanctuary. It will be on Sundays. It's not replacing the Sedum classes. It's actually during the worship hour. We want to have a special message. We want to have activities and crafts for our children because God has blessed us with a lot of children. We want to nurture them in the faith. So pray about that. And parents and grandparents, we want to invite you to bring your children to participate with Stone Village, which is going to start this fall. If there are other children here who'd like to come and sit with our children, you're invited to come down front and sit with them as well. Any other child or youth is invited to come. I want to add a passage of scripture to the theme for today. Luke chapter 18, verse 15 through 17. And if we have it. And thank you, Walter. Our kids sang with three-part harmony today. Amen. And I want you guys to listen to this passage. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them, but Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will not enter it." The word of our God. So thank you, children, so much for leading our service today. You did a wonderful, wonderful job. And we're so proud of you. So proud of you. And I'm so happy to see so many of you out and so many of you participate today. I just want to talk to you a little bit about joy and about hope, since your theme is joy and hope. And I wanted to have some time to talk about joy and hope. Who can tell me what this ball is? Yes, Clay? Softball. A softball, yes. And I brought this softball today because when I was your age, my favorite sport was softball. And in Chicago, we had softballs that were a little bigger than this. They were sort of fat balls. And there were only two sports that I could play well, softball and football. I can still play softball, but not long. I can still run, but not too fast and not too long. But I love softball. And I love football. I wasn't good with basketball. Reverend West knows that I'm not good with basketball. He tried to get me to shoot some hoops one day. But when we were kids, in our neighborhood, we would pick football and softball teams. And a group of kids, just like you, would stand on the parking lot or a dirt field near our house. And the players who played the best got to pick the team. And so they would stand there, and one person would say, "I pick Clay." And another person would say, "I pick Aaliyah." Another person would say, "I pick Toby," or "I pick Apollonia." And so they would pick until all the people were picked for the softball team. But I was short, and I was skinny, if you can believe it. I was shorter than most of the kids. And so when they would pick the teams, they never would call Ricky. They never would call my name. And so I'd be standing there the whole time waiting for somebody to pick me, and no one would pick me. Cause I was short and cause I was skinny. And finally they would pick everybody, and then somebody would say, "Okay, come on, Ricky." Like they were so sad to have me on their team. And so I felt bad about it, until they could learn that I could play. And then after a while, you know, I began to get picked. I never got tall until I went to high school. I was short and skinny until I was a freshman in high school. And then all of a sudden I grew, and now I'm over 6 feet tall. But for a long time I had to deal with that. And I thought about that when I was reading Jesus' story that we just read today, because Jesus was teaching some people and there were children around. And in Jesus' day, people didn't like children. They didn't want children to be around. They treated children like they were objects, like a book or a broom. And they never let the children do anything. So children didn't have a lot of attention. And so when the children came around Jesus, Jesus had some friends with him, and they said to the children, "Go away." They pushed the children away. In other words, they said, "We're not going to pick you today. You're not going to be able to share with Jesus." But Jesus stopped them, and Jesus said to them, "Let the children come." And he said, "I want to pray for the children, because the children represent God's kingdom." And so even though the disciples didn't pick the children for Jesus' team, Jesus picked them. And he said they could come. And one of the reasons Jesus picked the children is Jesus thinks the children are special. You know that word, special? What does it mean? What does it mean to be special? Yes. There you go. He said one of a kind and unique. Yes. Individual. So you're sort of different, right? One of a kind, unique, individual. What else? What does it mean to be special? Yes. A gift that was brought into this world. Wonderful. Yes. That's right. Important to like one individual. So Jesus was saying that children are special. Have you ever felt special? Any of you? What makes you feel special? Yes? Wonderful. He said, "The way my parents and my family love me." That makes you feel That's right. That makes you feel special. When you know your parents, what do your parents do for you? What do the parents do? Yes? They take care of you when you're sick? Yes? Oh, they put a roof over your head. Yes? Huh? They put food on your plate. I think I need the microphone. You guys are great. They put food on your plate? Yes?
They give you a bed to sleep on.
They give you a bed to sleep on. You better remember that. Yes?
They put clothes on your back.
They put clothes on your back.
Reward you when you need it.
Reward you when you need it, yes.
Give you the love you needed.
Give you what?
Give you the love you need.
Give you the love you need, yes?
If you're through hard times, they'll be there for you.
If you go through hard times, that's what Toby talked about today in his special message about going through hard times. Did you want to say something? Yes?
Sometimes my family makes my feelings better when I feel sad.
Oh, wow. I tell you, you guys are preaching my sermon for me. So you all know what it, yes, you have to say something. They help you further your education, yes?
Like when you need to buy something, they can buy it for you.
That's So you go to the store and you say, I need to buy something. So you guys understand what it means to be special. And it's because, I'm fine. No, I'm fine. You guys know what it means to be special. And that's why Jesus chooses the children and lets the children come, because he thinks children are special. And we at Ebenezer think you're special. We think all of you are special. So I want you to say that today. I want you to say, I am special. Come on. God loves me. And I am special. Another thing that Jesus demonstrates or teaches when he brings the children is that the children are welcome in God's family. So the disciples say, send them away. You can't be on my team. We're not going to pick you. But Jesus says, no, we're going to pick you. We're going to pick the children, and the children are welcome. Now that word welcome means a lot of things. It means you get a chance to come in. It means you get a chance to participate. It means you get a chance to be what everybody else is getting the chance to be. You get a chance to do what they're doing. So it means that a little boy like Ricky gets a chance to play softball and gets a chance to be picked on a team. So being welcomed is very important. How do you know when somebody makes you feel welcomed? What do they do to make you feel welcome? Yes? You weren't going to talk about that one?
Yeah, I can. Uh-huh. So like when they openly like invite you to something, like, hey, do you want to come do this? Or, yeah.
That's right. When somebody gives you an invitation, she says, when they openly invite you, they say, hey, you want to come and do this? That makes you feel welcome. Were you going to say something? Yes?
They can say, make yourself feel at home.
There you go. We got some smart kids. They say, make yourself feel at home. So when you go over to somebody's house, sometimes you can't sit on the furniture. You can't touch anything. You got to sit still. But when they say, come on in, make yourself at home, that makes you feel welcome. Yes? I thought you had your hand. You took it back? Anyone else? What makes you feel welcome when you go somewhere? Yes?
They literally have a bloom that says welcome.
She used a big word. They literally have something that says welcome. So if the sign says welcome, that means welcome. Yes.
When you walk into church and people say hi.
Wow. He says when you walk into church and people say hi, that makes you feel welcome. Yes.
Maybe if you're like adopted, they make you feel more at home and you're like welcome and they give you stuff.
That's right. So sometimes kids are adopted. And they join a family and they don't, you know if they're really a part of the family. But when the family gives them things and provides, things for them, that makes them feel welcome. Yes?
Like if you're going over somebody's house and they give you food.
They give. That's right. If everybody else is eating and you get to eat, that's being welcome. Yes?
So whoever said that, of like when you walk into church, when people like shake your hand and like you haven't seen them in a week, they shake your hand, they hug you, and it makes you feel welcome.
That's great. That's wonderful. And what our young people and our children do often when we haven't seen them, they come up to you, they give you a hug, and they like those hugs. They like that handshake. They like that greeting because it makes them feel welcome. Yes? Excuse me.
When somebody visits somebody's house, it might show a sign of welcome.
That's right, a sign of welcome, yes?
They have a sign, and it can say, kids go first.
So not just having a welcome sign, but a kids go, so you're on the kids team, right? She's starting a convention for the kids. Kids go first. Kids rule, right? So Jesus does a couple of things when he says that children can come. He shows that children are special and he makes the children feel welcomed. And we want you to know that at Ebenezer, you are welcome. And that's why you're welcome to learn. You're welcome to participate. You're welcome to teach. You're welcome to lead. You're welcome to share your thoughts and your feelings. You're welcome to sing. You're welcome to be a part of everything we have at this church. We don't ever want children to feel like nobody wants them and nobody picks them. All right? So let's shift a bit and talk about joy and hope. Now that we've talked about the text, let's talk about joy and hope. Will someone come and write joy above the line? Come on, write it for me. Write joy up there. Big enough for us to see it. That's good. Why? Great, good job. Someone come and write hope. Come on. All right. Write hope on the bottom. All righty. Good. And you come and do some writing for me, too. Come on. Just stand right here for a moment. So, when we use the word joy, what does that word mean? What is joy? What's the word?
Happy.
Put happy up there. What else does it mean? Yes? Excited. Put excited. You guys are great. What else? When you think of the word joy, happy, what other word can you think of? Yes? Okay, yes? Generous. Okay. R-O-U-S. Anyone else? Joy.
Good.
It makes you feel good. Yes?
It's not really a word, but like making someone stay.
Stay?
Making someone stay.
Oh, that's a good expression, though. She said, making someone's day.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Joy.
Having fun.
Having fun. Something that is fun. Yes?
Hyper.
Oh, my goodness. Sometimes you get excited and you get a little hyper. That's right. It's a good synonym. What else? Anyone else? Yes?
Birthday.
Okay. Joy. Birthday. Y'all got most of the ones I have. All right. Let's talk about hope. Hope. What does it mean to have hope? To be hopeful. Yes?
Wishful.
Excellent. Yes? Okay, so do you hope or you expect something, right? Expect something for Christmas and birthday, yes? Excellent. Believe. Hope is believing. I got most of those on my paper. You guys did better than me. Yes? They said yours. Oh, okay. Yes? Oh, so if someone is sick, you can hope they can get better. So, yes? Huh? God? All right. Anyone else? Yes? Pray. All right. Put prayer up there. Yes. Hope.
I hope I can have fun tomorrow.
Hope I can have fun. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So you guys all know about joy, what it is. To have joy is to be happy, to be excited, to have fun, to be good. You know, with joy, you're just thrilled about something. You just know something is going to happen and you just feel joyful. You feel happy. When do you feel joy? When do you feel happy? Give me a time when you feel joy. Yes?
When it's the
weekend, no more school. Yes? When it's the summer break. Yes? Oh, my gosh. She said, when I come in church. Amen. When do you feel joy?
When it was winter and I made a snowman.
In the wintertime, you made a snowman. Yes? When you go swimming. Yes? All right. So, yes, ma'am. When you're with your twin sister, you feel joy. All right. So, what gives you hope? What do you think about and you say, oh, I have hope? You want to say something, Griffin? When you help someone. That's right. Excellent. Someone else? Hope. Or being wishful. What do you wish makes you wishful? Yes?
When somebody helps
you, that's hopeful. Yes?
I hope for no homework.
No homework. Well, that isn't going to happen. Yes?
I get hope when I receive like words of wisdom.
When you receive words of wisdom. All right, one more thing and then I'm almost done.
I wish I can have powers.
Powers. So you can do whatever you want to do, right? All right, now, when I was your age, I like candy.
Me too.
And so, what kind of candy do you like? Huh? Just yell it out.
Skittles.
Whoppers. Starburst.
Whoppers.
M&M's. What else?
Reese's
peanut butter. So you all like candy.
Good.
All of you like candy? Cake. I like candy too. And when I was younger, I loved Skittles and Starburst. Oh, ho. Now let me get it open. Skittles. Starburst. Any of y'all like these? So good. Starburst. So good. So good. I bet I know something that would give you joy right now. I bet I know something that you're hoping for, right? Oh, no. Oh, you're hoping for this, right? That's joy. That's joy. When you get something that you really want, that's important to you, that's joy. And for those of us who are in church, we get our joy from Jesus. For the love he has for us, for all the things Jesus does for us. And that's why we have hope. Because we know that he's going to take care of us. And he's always going to be with us. So, all right.
Can't give you the candy right now. But if your parents are okay with it, when you come, I'm still trying to chew it down. When you come through the line, you can get some Skittles or some Starburst. Okay? Can you get both? Thank you. Thank you. Reverend Spear, can you come and extend the invitation? Because I...
Anybody else hoping for some Skittles and candy? I heard an outburst over here. Y'all want it too, huh? Pastor Freeman said something that's very important, and I hope that y'all realize this, especially for those who may not know Christ and what it means to know Christ. What it means to know Christ is that you have him in your heart, right? You think about what it means to be a Christian, loving people and being kind and making sure that wherever you go, you are always on your best behavior. And that's the same message for all of us, that we're always modeling Christ. And today, someone wants to have that relationship with Christ. Someone here wants to have a better behavior, a better attitude, a better life, a better outlook, or the way that you see the world. Some things may seem gloomy, right? Real scary. But if you have Christ, if you take that step, if you offer Christ, or if you accept Christ in the invitation that he gives to come to him, Pastor Freeman read that scripture, or actually Griffin read the scripture, bring all the children to me, right? And so if you are here today and you want that relationship with Christ, if you want to be baptized, if you want to be a better Christian, we want to offer him to you. As our deacons and our greeters come, we want you to stand wherever you are so that the person who wants to accept Christ is not standing by themselves. Ebenezer, would you stand now as we extend the invitation to you? And if you're looking for a church home, this is the place for you. Quit looking. Come down the aisle. We'll greet you. We'll love on you. And we'll find a place where you can work out your soul and salvation. If you're joining us online, please email us at belonging@ebc3austin.org. And we'll extend that message to you as well. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All you have to do is come. If you want to be baptized, if you want to accept Christ, would you come? Would you come? Sing that, church. Jesus, Jesus. Wherever you are, would you come? Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior. Oh, what's his name? He's a healer, healer, healer. Y'all sing that, children. Healer, 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 healer. Yeah, that's good. Healer, healer. What's his name? If you're here, would you come sing Jesus, Jesus? Jesus, 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 we'll wait for you. Jesus, Jesus, he's a master, loving master, 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 master. Oh, he is a master, master, oh, master. Jesus, 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 you may be seated. Toby and Clay, would y'all go grab the hat for me and the cape? Trey, can I have you for a second? Come up here. Oh, there you are. Stand right here. Michaela, come here. And then Legacy, come here. And do we have another youth? Kirsten, come here, Kirsten. Ebenezer, would y'all give them a big round of applause again? Y'all hold on for it, okay? Y'all can come sit right here. So I wanted to end the worship today, one, by thanking all of those who made today possible. Would you give the Sedum Department another big round of applause? And then also we thank Sister Lewis and we thank Sister Kennedy for their sacrifice and all of those who came yesterday, Sister Moore, the leadership team, Tamara, Adrian, Minister Spears, Andrea, and then who else am I missing? Oh, Deacon Harrison, Andrew Harrison, and for all of those that came out to make yesterday possible, and Sister Street, I want to thank them and thank you for your time. But we needed to break a tie. Okay, before we break the tie, I wanted to do two things. Two Sundays ago, as you know, we've been led all this month by our youth and our young adults. And on the second Sunday, we acknowledged all of our graduates. There was one name that I forgot, and I've left it on my dresser just so that I could remember, and I still missed it. Could y'all believe it? Praise the Lord. Okay, so then she's gone now from our church, but there are forever members, and that is Jaden Durst. Jaden, as many of you know, sent in a invitation to her graduation and remembered us. Jaden messaged me and said, Reverend Spears, the address is still the same, and she still stays in touch and tells me about Caleb Durst, and we know that they left and moved to, or Sister Durst got another, Durden. They moved to Indian. And so we pray for them, and we are celebrating Jaden and her graduation. But today, I wanted to acknowledge one of our youth captains, or our youth captain for this season, and that is Trey. Would y'all give Trey another big round of applause? So here's the challenge. Okay? The challenge is yesterday they had to remember everybody's names. That's okay. Y'all not in it. It's just Trey and her. So see, y'all good. So Trey, I want you to go back through this line and try to get all the names, okay? Now, you leaning on a communion table. That's not holy. Thank you. All right. Now, so we're going to go through these names. We'll see if you can get all of them. He confused the names. So he would say that he didn't miss any yesterday. So I'm going to give him another chance. If you get that, we're going to half in the gift, okay? Sound good? You ready for it? Mm-hmm. Okay, good luck. He has to do all the ones that were here. If you remember the other ones, you can get them too, okay? All right. You ready? Go.
Jonah, Toby, Rennie, Apple. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's Aaliyah. That's Aaliyah. That's Harmony. That's Apple. That's Marley. I don't know your name.
You remember it.
It's something with like a K. It's like,
yes.
It's like Kayla.
You, almost with an N.
Kaylin.
Yes.
All
right. Right?
Good. That's Griffin. She wasn't here yesterday.
With
she
an L. E N A.
Lena.
Yes.
Griffin, Clay, Devon, and I don't know. it's like Kaylin or something like that.
It's Kylie.
Kylie. Y'all should see her. She folded her arms and said, go ahead. Get my name wrong if you want to. Y'all give Trey a big round of applause. Okay. I'm not going to make you say the names, but you do have to tell everybody what you did yesterday. Oh. Remember? And you didn't invite nobody. That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Michaela, and over the summer, well, since the summer just started, I've been working with the dance company, Forklift Dance Works, if anybody knows what that is. And so yesterday and Friday, I had a dance performance because I'm a dancer. And
where was it?
It was at Onion Creek, and he was not invited. And so, yeah. We really showed the movements of water. We were telling a story, and I was a dancer. I was like a water goddess on a table, and I was singing.
That's not holy.
Huh?
Nothing.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I wish I could have invited all y'all, but because I could have got y'all all free tickets. But I mean, next time I got y'all. Next time.
Now y'all see what I'm dealing with. Okay, now, Tell us about the sports that y'all are playing and what y'all did this past year in school, okay? Good.
My name is Legacy Williams, and I'm in band. I play track and basketball, and I got straight A's.
I'm Kirsten Street. I do track and basketball, too. I don't do band. Yeah.
Ebenezer, would you give them another big round of applause? So we're going to halfen the gift for Michaela and for Trey for being here yesterday. They served the youth the pizza and drinks. They made sure that everybody was served before they ate. Isn't that right, Trey?
Yep.
Yes. And they had a great time. Ebenezer, we continue to shower our youth with love. So after the worship today, would you please meet them in the fellowship hall? There will be a fellowship hour. We want to celebrate our youth and, just share with them in this time, let them know how much we love them. I want to thank all of you, all of the parents that have brought them and made it possible to make sure they were here this week. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all give your parents a big round of applause. Yeah. And I want to thank the music ministry for working with our children this week, Brother Moshe, Brother Walter, and to our musicians over here, Chris and Keon. I want to call your last name Keon. I always say Brother Ward. So we're thankful for them and thankful for all of you. Now let us receive our benediction. Y'all may go have a seat, Clay. Yes,
just before the benediction, let me just one more time express my thanks to Sister Joanne Lewis and to all of the Children's Department leaders. Will you stand, all the leaders of the Children's Department, please stand. Give them a hand. And then all of the parents and grandparents, will you stand, parents and grandparents? Thank you so much. Amen. Let's prepare for the benediction.
And may his peace be with you till we meet again. May his peace be with you till we meet again. Till we reach that distant shore, and we'll tell a tear no more. May he give you strength to endure, till we meet again, till we meet again.
And let us pray. Eternal, we thank you for another Lord's Day and the blessed privilege of worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And we thank you that on this day, we celebrate and honor our children and our youth. Thank you, O Lord, for blessing us with wonderful children and youth who love you and love the church. We thank you for our lay speaker, Toby. Thank you, O Lord, for his message today, reminding us to persevere in affliction and reminding us that God will be with us and that God will take care of everything. And thank you for helping us to think about joy and hope, that Jesus invites the children to come because children are special. He invites the children to come because he welcomes them into God's family. They are picked by God, and they can have joy and they can have hope, knowing that everything that God has for them, they can receive and they can look forward to. Bless our children, bless our youth, bless our leaders, and be with them. And now may the blessings of God be upon you. May God equip you with all you need to do his will. May he lead you forth with joy and sustain you by his perfect peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.